Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So before we start with our guest, Peter Shelley, I want to mention that we have added, or at least the folks at GCN, have added another station to our network, KDWN, KDON. They're on 720 AM. And HD3 on 101.5 FM. HD3, by the way, is if you have high-definition radio. And it gets confusing, that's Channel 3 there. Or KDON at 720 AM. But we're heard, apparently, through Las Vegas, Bullhead City, St. George, and Nevada, and Utah. So welcome aboard, KDON. We're happy to have you on. Our guest, Peter Shelley, has had an interesting journey through the world of the paranormal. We all have our journeys. And he goes back a few years in following this, and he has a very interesting background, too, that's led him from San Jose, where he knew the way, all over to South America. Peter, welcome to the Paracast. I'm really, really interested in how you got from there to here. So, from California, how did you get through this journey, which includes, by the way, a comic artist for cartoon animation on TV?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Gene, Tim, hi. I want to really give you a big thanks for inviting me to your show. It's really an honor, a privilege, and I'm very enthusiastic about talking to you both and love to share some of the things that I've experienced and researched. Well, I can start off with my birth. I was born in San Jose, California on July 25th, 1957. And so I'm actually born of the space age. And at that time, as both of you are aware, growing up in the early 60s, there was a monster craze. The monsters were everywhere in the media, in toys, in TV, magazines like Famous Monsters Magazine. That was something I used to read.
Famous Monsters of Filmland. Let me say something before we go on. Forrest J. Ackerman was the editor. Jim Warren was the publisher. And sometime in the mid-60s, they decided to have a special offer where Forry Ackerman, very well known, by the way, in sci-fi circles and horror film circles, would be traveling around the country and have lunch with readers around the country. How do you get on the list? You had to write a letter. Now, I wrote a letter. I think I was like 18 years old at the time. And they write back saying, yes, he's coming to your house. And so we set up like a recording studio where I had two tape recorders, mics, a mixer, and they had several of the guests who joined me. And we did like an hour or two with Forry Ackerman. He showed off his Bela Lugosi Dracula ring, gave us all sorts of stories. Really nice guy. Met him a few times after that. But the only problem we had with Famous Monsters is it started out to be a real serious publication on horror films in the cinema. And then it became very silly and jokey. Do you remember that, Peter?
Yeah, I prefer the earlier version of Famous Monsters in the 60s, early 60s. I actually met Forry Ackerman myself. I went to his house and had lunch with him because my dad had made a Robbie the Robot sculpture and presented him with one. And that's how I met him. But yeah, Famous Monsters at the end, I didn't care too much for, but that was one of my early influences. Also, do you remember the Aurora model kits of the Universal Movie Monsters, Frankenstein, Wolfman, Mummy, Dracula? Yeah, that was something I got into, had those kits. And a big influence on me, too, was the Outer Limits, the original Outer Limits. Outstanding TV show, absolutely amazing. And years later, in 72, I wound up meeting the creator, Leslie Stevens. I went to the first annual fantasy film and science fiction film convention in L.A. in 72, and I met him. And they had a scenario where you could have dinner with a favorite celebrity. And I had dinner with Leslie Stevens, and we talked about Outer Limits. And anyway, that was one of my influences, my favorites. And then that got me into UFOs. I started reading books. For example, maybe an early book that I read was Flying Saucers and the Three Men.
Oh, boy.
Albert K. Bender.
Published by Gray Barker.
Yeah, and that totally creeped me out as a kid. Oh, that book scared me. The Men in Black and that whole story. Wow. And that was an influence on me. And then also I remember reading a book that came out in 67, Flying Saucer Occupants by Carl Lorenzen. That I vividly remember. And, you know, I wanted to mention the Otto Binder books that we talked about offline that are in my photo. There's two paperbacks that I'm holding up. These were UFO fiction novels by Yando Binder or Otto Binder. And the books are Menace of the Saucers and Night of the Saucers. And what I wanted to mention about that, and you have a story about meeting him, is that the second book, I have a little information on, the second book, now these basically were novels about a human being encountering aliens, good aliens, and sinister aliens. And both novels had different groups of aliens in them. The first one, Menace of the Saucers, had the villains as the Morlians, which were pretty much human in appearance. Now, what's interesting about it, the second novel, Night of the Saucers, was that the aliens, a different group, the Vexens, were based on actual South American humanoid reports. Do you remember the South American humanoid reports of a unique type of creature, a hairy dwarf?
We've covered a more recent set of sightings in South America, in Virginia, Brazil, where these were shiny gray aliens seen in connection with the UFO crash. Just by the way, Yando Binder was the name of Earl and Otto Binder. They were brothers.
Yeah, the writing team, yeah.
Sure. And then Otto wrote some serious factual books about UFOs that we'll talk about. So you had an interesting start here, looking at the flying saucer mystery from the point of view of not very pretty creatures. Like Coral Lorenzen's book, and we should point out to listeners, Coral and her husband Jim were the heads of APRO, Aerial Phenomena Research Organization, and unlike their competing organization, NICAP, from Major Kehoe, they very much investigated and took seriously occupant sightings, and with a high focus on events in South America. Very interesting people. I met Coral once, but not in a very pleasant or happy way. She could be a crusty lady, to be very blunt about it. We'll have more to come. Peter Shelley, been around the UFO game for a number of years, And we look forward to more of his viewpoints with Tim Swartz and Gene Steinberger in
The Paracast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices start at just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Okay, so you met the guy who was the producer of The Outer Limits. There is nothing wrong with your television set. We are controlling transmission, but we're not on TV. The reason is I have a face for radio. Peter Shelley is our guest, telling us about his history in the UFO field. Go on, please.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a few years in the future, but I can finish that story a little bit. Yeah, Leslie Stevens, at that time it was 1972. Outer Limits had already finished production. However, I was very excited to learn that Leslie Stevens was planning to make Outer Limits full big screen theatrical motion pictures for the cinema. And, oh, that was a thrill to hear that. He even had the, told me about the plot for his proposed movie. And unfortunately, it was never produced. He was going to have, just to give you a brief idea, the unproduced concept was going to start in an atomic cloud chamber in a laboratory, in a scientific laboratory, in a cloud, atomic cloud chamber. These microscopic particles would break out of the cloud chamber and turn into giant UFOs that would invade our world. That was the beginning of the concept. Unfortunately, it was never produced. Now, what's interesting, a little add-on to that, is that at the same time, he told me that his partner on The Outer Limits, Joseph Stefano, the author of the screenplay for Psycho, was pitching his own version of an Outer Limits feature film to studios. But it would have been a different concept. It would have been, do you remember Shape of Forms Unknown, one of the episodes of the original show? Anyway, it was a feature film based on that, an enlargement of that story. Anyway, that was a thrill to meet him. And unfortunately, I didn't arrange to keep in contact with him, which was a big error. Anyway, I want to go back a few years to 1969, because that's the year that I had my childhood experience. Now, to give you an idea of where I was living in walking distance of the Rosicrucian World Headquarters in San Jose. I'm sure a lot of people have heard about that. And then as a kid, I loved to go there because they had this fantastic complex that was a replica of an ancient Egyptian temples, statues. They had a reconstruction of an ancient Egyptian tomb. As a kid, I just went crazy for ancient Egypt. That was a big passion of mine. And that was in walking distance from my house. My house was a two-story old Victorian house, very tall and surrounded by trees. There was a fence on one side. And this experience started, was on November 13th, 1969. And it was a little bit after 9 p.m. I was on my back porch with my cat and just kind of looking up at the sky. I was facing the Santa Cruz Mountains, like towards the ocean. Suddenly I became, and to the right was my yard. I had a fairly big yard, and there was a fence and tall trees. Suddenly I became aware of something, sensed something on my right, and I turned to look, and I saw this lime green, lozenge-shaped light, neon brilliant, in my backyard. It was about 6 feet off the ground. It was not in the sky. This was 6 feet off the ground within my yard, and behind the object were the trees. So now this object was absolutely silent. It was lime green. It had fuzzy edges. There was no sound. I looked at it, and just a moment later, it just took off into the sky and shot in the direction of the Santa Cruz Mountains. And the Santa Cruz Mountains, from where I was, from my house, 21 miles. It spanned that distance in like 7 seconds. It shot over the mountains and disappeared behind the mountains. And as it did, the glow from it illuminated the underside of the clouds. And the whole experience, no sound. I wasn't scared. I was super excited. I was jumping up and down. I was screaming, "I saw a UFO! I saw a UFO!" And I couldn't believe it. I was just, it was a gigantic thrill. And I ran into my house screaming this, and oddly, I had an impulse, I don't know why, I had an impulse suddenly to call Vandenberg Air Force Base. And I did. And I called them and I asked them, had they launched any rockets? Which, of course, is totally ridiculous. In hindsight, there could have been no connection because this object was near the ground, and Vandenberg Air Force Base is not going to launch a rocket from my backyard. And so that's absurd. And the other thing that was really strange is that I never encountered my family. I had no memory of encountering my family, talking to them, which I would have, or seeing them at all that night, or talking to them later about it. To this day, that event is a total mystery to me. I've never encountered anyone else who saw that object. I did report it to New Fork, so it's in their system. And my impression was it was something definitely out of this world. Now, I have told people about this. One person offered the speculation that it was an Earthlight. Well, you know, they're entitled to their opinion. I don't see how it could have been an Earthlight. Earthlight is not going to have that kind of a flight characteristics, I don't think. But anyway, that was my childhood experience. And up to that point, I had been reading lots of material on UFOs. I don't deny that. Now, also odd was that this object did not illuminate my backyard.
Before we return to your backyard, we'll go to Peter's backyard in a moment. We're going to visit another backyard right now for a few moments. Then we'll return with Gene and Tim and Peter. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. More classified documents have been discovered at President Biden's Delaware home. Biden's personal attorney says they were found on Friday during a search by the Department of Justice. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain is expected to step down in the coming weeks. New York Times reports the veteran political consultant's resignation would be the biggest staffing shakeup the Biden administration has seen since taking over the White House 2 years ago. Ukrainian President Zelensky is honoring the victims of this week's deadly helicopter crash in Kyiv. During a memorial service held on Saturday, Zelensky personally spoke with relatives of seven of the 14 victims killed in the crash. NFL playoffs, the Eagles crushed the Giants 38-7, setting up a date for them in the NFC Championship game next weekend. In the AFC, the Chiefs beat the Jaguars 27-20. They'll face the winner of Sunday's Cincinnati-Buffalo matchup. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Micah Hanks of the Grayling Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Return with us now to the 1960s and Peter Shelley's Backyard, where strange things occur. Is that a good introduction, Peter?
Sure. Yeah, now following that, I was inspired to read more, and I did contact the Ivan T. Sanderson Organization, Society for the Investigation of the Unexplained. I subscribed to their publication. And I think it was called Pursuit, if I recall.
And, you got it, yes.
And that was another influence on me. And at that time, I didn't consider, you know, oh, I could become an investigator or anything like that. I just maintained reading material. And that magazine I got for several years, and which covered not just UFOs, of course, but the whole range of paranormal phenomena. I remember reading some of his books, Sanderson's books, Invisible Residence. That was something that that impressed me. If I recall correctly, dealing with the presence in the oceans.
Yes, that's correct.
He did go for the living UFO theory, too.
I'd like to reread those books so I can refresh my memory. Yeah, that I seem to identify with. Wasn't there another researcher, Constable?
Yes, Trevor James Constable,
proponent. Yeah, of the living, like amoebas flying around type idea, giant amoebas.
He wrote a book I read many, many loathes many years ago called They Live in the Sky, about this amoeba theory. Of course, we also have sci-fi stories about living spaceships, like, for example, Farscape.
Yeah, I'm open to all these ideas. It's a possibility. But that experience totally convinced me that, you know, there is a real phenomena that is of a unexplained nature. you know, now it's popular to consider, you know, military secret projects, hoaxes, you know, you name it. A lot of these ideas were present then, of course, too, you know. After that, while I was a child, I had kind of a lonely existence, because prior to San Jose, I was living in Los Gatos on a mountain. And my dad was an art teacher, and he used to bring me stacks of paper to draw on. And that was something that I worked on, drawing and drawing and drawing incessantly. And this ties in with my later experience in the film business, is that when I was a kid, I used to draw not just isolated pictures. I would draw a series of drawings to tell a story, like an investigation of an Egyptian tomb, a battle in the Civil War, whatever, but a sequence of drawings like a movie. So I think that was an influence, and that turned into my interest in film production. And later I got involved in animation. After high school, I decided, or when I was still in high school, I decided I wanted to be a movie producer. No question, ifs or buts. And of course, we can see that I'm on course now. But I wanted to be a film producer. So after graduating high school, I attended a private film school in Half Moon Bay. Doesn't exist anymore. We learned 16-millimeter film production. This is before video cameras were available easily. And then before I finished the film school, I got a job in cartoon animation as an artist. I moved to L.A. and I worked at a company called Animation Filmmakers Corporation. Now, this company was originally known as Cambria Studios, most famous as the producers of Clutch Cargo. Do you remember that?
And Space Angel.
And Space Angel, yeah, among others.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Clutch Cargo was an early, for those who don't know, an early 1960s, well, late 50s, early 60s cartoon with very limited animation, but they had a process to use superimpose real human mouths, lips, for the cartoon characters. That was their trademark. So while I was there, they were attempting to make a comeback. That was in the 60s. So in 1978, they hired me to work on a project called Star Force. And of course, at that time, as we know, everybody was trying to imitate Star Wars. That was the big thing then, you know, imitating Star Wars. And this was also kind of an imitation of Star Wars called Star Force. We produced a pilot. The pilot did not sell. So I heard that Hanna-Barbera was hiring for the Godzilla Power Hour, which was a animated cartoon version of the Japanese monster, Godzilla. So I went there, showed them my portfolio, and Doug Wildey hired me on the spot. Doug Wildey, I want to share with everybody, I have a lot of respect for. He is one of my all-time heroes in animation. He was the creator of the original Johnny Quest, which, in my opinion, was the greatest adventure cartoon ever produced. It was absolutely brilliant. So at that time, he was the producer, kind of overall director of the Godzilla Power Hour. And what I did at Hanna-Barbera is that I was hired. They wanted me specifically to work on the hardware, which would be needed for a specific show. So, for example, I was given an outline of an episode of Godzilla before they even wrote the script. Just an outline, and I would pick out the hardware, like a vehicle, or a weapon or a machine, and they wanted me to design those elements so that they'd be ready, you know, when everything else was ready to go. And I also worked on another series called Janna of the Jungle. That was interesting because I had a... Now, Doug Wiley was a New Yorker. He was from Yonkers. And Doug Wiley used to talk to me like this, Pete, you're doing your own thing again, huh? So he'd walk around the studio and see what people were drawing, and he'd make usually negative comments that everybody could hear.
That voice you're giving us, he sounds like a gangster.
Yeah, kind of, you know, that was his natural voice from my Yonkers. And, boy, was he rude when he wanted to be. Anyway, he made some kind of rude comment behind my back, like I'm doing my own thing. I was working on a drawing of a jet and drawing like a close-up of the cockpit with the detail on it. And he told me to go get some scrap on it. He didn't like it. And scrap, what that is his expression for reference material. Doug Wiley had, of course, this was before home computers. He had like cabinets full of movie photo still photographs that he used for reference, drawing every different position of the human body.
Before we go on to the secrets of animation, this is limited animation, isn't it? We've got Peter and Gene and Tim, you're in.
Yeah, the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hello, this is John Burroughs, one of the witnesses to the Rendlesham UFO incident. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We know that Tim Swartz will never be like Mel Blanc. Now, I was going to ask you here, Peter, when you went to work with Hanna-Barbera and everything, they were doing what they call limited animation, where they don't have as many scenes, many screens for each second. So it's jerkier. It's not as smooth as, say, a Looney Tunes.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't full animation. But the thing that kind of bothered me is that this was on film. They produced on film for the network, and I would go to the screenings to see, you know, what this stuff actually looked like before it was aired, and they left in all their mistakes. I couldn't believe it. They didn't edit them out. And on the big screen, you can really see the mistakes. For example, I worked on Godzilla Power Hour, Jenna of the Jungle, and a challenge of the Super Friends, which involved the DC superheroes. Like, for example, I designed the new Batcopter. Anyway, at one point, there's a scene with Wonder Woman talking. She's in her, she's talking to Aquaman, and the dialogue is flipped. You hear, Wonder Woman talking, but you see Aquaman's lips moving. So they had fouled that up.
It sounds like they had a personality flip.
And then another point, you know, with the traditional animation, you're using transparent cells. You're painting on cells, the image, and they have various layers of cells to produce the animation. So in this particular example, there's Wonder Woman, and the lower portion was a different cell. Well, the cameraman forgot to put the cell back when he exposed the frames. And so for a couple of seconds, you see Wonder Woman's the lower half of her body disappear. And then a couple of seconds later, it reappears. And that's not part of the story. So, but they didn't cut that stuff out. They left the mistakes in. And I think I asked them about that. And they said, oh, the kids will never notice. Right? Because people didn't have big screens then.
But the kids, the kids had pretty, pretty observant eyes. And I suspect at least some of them must have noticed.
I never heard about it. Just one other point I wanted to mention, on Jenna the Jungle, which was basically a female Tarzan character that Doug Wildey created, because of his negative comment about the jet that I did in Godzilla, which I fixed, Animation studios are supposed to have a good reference library. Hanna-Barbera had a pathetic reference library. You know, books that you could, you know, draw from, references and so forth. They had a terrible reference library. I mean, it was tiny. It was pathetic. And so I went to Larry Edmonds' cinema shop. If I'm getting the name right. Anyway, Larry Edmonds was the first part. And this is a guy who sold movie posters, stills, all of that to collectors. Okay, I went there and I got every photo I could from the movie, the Humphrey Bogart movie, African Queen, because they wanted me to create the boat that is seen in Jane of the Jungle. So I said, I'm going to, since Doug Wiley is a stickler for detail, I'm just going to copy that boat in African Queen. So the African Queen had this dilapidated boat that Humphrey Bogart operates, and I just copied it from the photographs. And when I showed the results to Doug Wiley, he didn't, he was absolutely silent. No critical comments at all. So, now, Hanna-Barbera, the only one other thing I could say about Hanna-Barbera is that at that time, 1978, they were trying to cut costs. And they were sending animation, setting up operations in other countries, for example, Australia, Taiwan. We had a union. We had a strike. But the union was not able to stop the overseas work. So there was a lot of problems. In that regard, you know, continuous employment, so that was not a good development. But I guess now at this point, I had the idea to produce my own TV show. That's a long story, but the short version is I moved to London, England. I lived there for 2 years, produced a short film that was intended kind of like a pilot, using puppets, actually. And it didn't sell. I wasn't able to go do anything with it. And after 2 years, I returned to the United States. And for the rest of my life story, we have to jump ahead several decades to 2007. And that's when I got the idea to move to Colombia, which is where I live now, to teach English.
That's a pretty, pretty big jump.
Well, many years, yeah. And I didn't want to bore people with everything I did in between, but... So, do you want me to go into why I moved to Colombia?
I think our listeners would be interested before we focus back on the UFOs and the paranormal. Sure, you know, you don't have to spend a long time on it, but maybe
an hour on
a couple
it?
Of minutes. Yeah. 6 hours, maybe. That's about it.
Yeah, the short version is, yeah, like, bearing in mind, I already had the experience of 2 years living in England. And part of that was a fantasy that England was superior. I was very interested in some productions that were done in England in the 1960s, primarily TV shows such as Thunderbirds, Barbell XL5. These were science fiction programs produced with puppets by Jerry and Sylvia Anderson. This was something I was interested in getting involved with. At the time I was there in England, they were not producing those kinds of programs, so I thought I could continue, but using new technology. Anyway, that scenario didn't work out, so we're jumping ahead a number of years. In 2005, I think, I had been in contact with a Colombian woman. It was a romantic contact, I admit it. It didn't work out, and But then I thought, well, maybe if I lived in Colombia, maybe I could meet the right woman. 2006, my dad died. He had been sick for a long time. Now, my dad was interesting because he was an artist, an art teacher. He had his own TV show in 1957. And I'm jumping back in time, but in San Francisco, KQED Channel 9, he was the host and creator of Paper Capers, which was a weekly educational art show. And he gave art demonstrations and paper sculpture and interviewed local artists. Anyway, in 2006, he passed away after a long illness. And there was no reason for me to stay in the Bay Area. Frankly, I was kind of depressed. And I decided, oh, I'm going to try living in Colombia. I'll get a job there teaching English and see what happens. And that's what I did. I got a job. And then I started to listen to all of the UFO and paranormal podcasts. Now, okay, why Colombia? A little extra note on that. You don't have to have a teaching credential here. Anybody can come, go to Colombia and get a job at a private school. University, probably a different story, but there are many, many private schools here that teach English. So it's very easy for Americans especially.
That almost mirrors the experience of my son Grayson in Madrid. But I'll tell you that in a moment. We've got Peter and Tim and Jean, you're in.
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.